Mission Network News, 4 to Hampton Adversion, Tuesday, August 31st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Despite posturing from the BJP, Christians in India maintain a firm grip on their missions vision. Christians continue suffering in Myanmar, and Evangecube launches a women's ministry in Guatemala. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in India, where the Bharatiya Janata Party continues to attack the Sikh-led government, now marking its first 100 days in office. Mission India's Don Chapman says their teams are watching as BJP tries to regroup after their stunning loss.
The BJP will continue to be a threat since the Congress-led government is a coalition government, and they do promote a secular India, which is very positive for Christians and also Muslims.
Chapman says there is still some concern because the BJP is in denial over their political defeat. However, the work continues because there are still unevangelized people groups within India.
Part of their agenda is to make a religious conversion within India a punishable offense. The challenges that face ministries are not much different than before the election. There still is a considerable amount of persecution happening in some of the states that bring us the most concern.
Next, Christians in Myanmar are asking believers around the world to pray. The military-led government is making it difficult for believers to worship freely. According to Baptist World Alliance, crosses have been torn down, Christian children have been taken away from their families and forced to become Buddhist monks, and small group Bible studies are strictly regulated. Despite this, the BWA says the church numbers about 2 million, so the violence may be encouraging evangelism. You're listening to Mission Network News. New shoes are allowing Christians into orphanages, but the lack of volunteers may prevent that outreach from being as effective as it could be. Buckner Orphan Care International's Tiffany Taylor says they need volunteers to accompany them to Guatemala and China for their Shoes for Orphan Souls short-term trip.
On a Shoes for Orphan Souls mission trip, it's a short-term mission trip where volunteers are raising their support to go. And when they get over there, every day we're going to another orphanage where we are presenting a small mini VBS that ties into the gift of the shoes.
According to Taylor, the Chinese are pretty restrictive.
You know, most people are not able to ever, even adoptive parents don't even get into the orphanages to see what it's like for the children. And we've built wonderful relationships in a Muslim region of China called Urumqi, and they are opening the doors wide for our teams to be able to come in.
Three more spots are open for the China trip in October, and 20 people are needed for Guatemala in December. Meanwhile, the film that depicted the last 12 hours of Christ's life and drew the attention of millions worldwide is being released on DVD and video today. The Mel Gibson film, The Passion of the Christ, is anticipated to be as popular in stores as it was in the movie theater. Family Christian Stores is making the film available in their outlets nationwide. Family Christian's Ann Bradford believes Christians intend to use this film in unique ways.
We talked to almost 10,000 of our customers, and almost 52% say they are going to purchase The Passion. 71% of them expressed that they want to have The Passion as a lasting resource for their own spiritual growth. Also, we find very interesting, almost 1 in 2 says they'll be using The Passion as an evangelism tool.
Pray that many will come to Christ as a result. Bradford says churches are also expected to purchase the film as a resource in their church libraries. And a women's outreach in Guatemala has taken up the Evangecube as its latest tool. This month, the ministry sent a training team to Guatemala City, where they held a special grassroots conference for women and their families. The team then traveled to outlying regions where dozens of believers committed to start a new church this year in their communities. ECI will train them and go out into their villages to help the lay leaders launch their new vision to begin a church in an unreached village. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the MNN newsletter featuring stories on Olympic outreach, ministry in Iraq, and more, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the newsletter icon, fill out the information, and we'll send it to you free of charge. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.